Study, 78% college students with gender issues meet criteria for mental health problems. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 23, 2019. A new study that examined students who claim to have gender identity issues found that, compared with 45% of students who are comfortable with their biological sex, 78% of gender-disturbed students met the criteria for at least one mental health problem. Researchers affiliated with the Boston University School of Public Health, Harvard Medical School, and University of Michigan School of Public Health conducted the expansive study, published at the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. The study, which included more than 1,200 college students with gender identity issues across 71 U.S. college campuses, found that, across commonly used mental health measures, 78% of the gender-disturbed students met the criteria for one or more of the outcomes of depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, and suicidality. Having gender identity issues was associated with 4.3 times higher odds of having at least one mental health problem, according to the study, which utilized data that came from the 2015 to 2017 Healthy Minds Study, an annual survey. Across all the mental health measures used, the gender-disturbed students had a significantly higher prevalence of mental health issues than students comfortable with their biological sex. Results of the study showed more than half of gender-disturbed students were found to screen positively for depression, 58%, and reported self-injurious behavior, 53%, while 28% of students comfortable with their biological sex screened positive for depression and 20% reported self-injurious behavior. In addition, more than one-third of gender-disturbed students reported serious suicidal ideation within the past year compared to just 1 in 10 students comfortable with their biological sex. The researchers draw the conclusion that the results demonstrate an urgent need to address the mental health issues of gender-disturbed students and prioritize their needs. Using minority stress theory as their foundation, the researchers suggest gender-disturbed students may be exposed to unique stressors, for example, family rejection or transphobia, which may increase mental health risk. They also report they studied college students, in part, because the traditional college years, ages 18 to 24, coincide with the age of onset for many lifetime mental illnesses, and an increasing number of young people, and college students in particular, identify as transgender or report questioning their gender identity. The researcher said she had observed teens without a history of gender dysphoria, a clinical term describing psychological discomfort caused by a sense one's gender is incompatible with one's biological sex, were coming out as transgender after a period of immersing themselves in niche websites after similar announcements from friends. In her study of 256 parents, which was condemned by LGBT activists, Littman found 87% of the young people were reported to have come out as transgender after increased time spent on social media and the internet and after cluster outbreaks of gender dysphoria among their groups of friends. Most of the teens who ultimately identified as transgender also showed increased popularity with peer groups afterward, according to their parents' reports. Additionally, Littman found nearly two-thirds of the young people whose parents participated in the survey had already been diagnosed with at least one psychiatric developmental disorder prior to the onset of the gender dysphoria. For example, nearly half of the young people had already attempted to harm themselves or had experienced a trauma, suggesting the mental health issues preceded the reported gender identity disturbance.